Welcome to another worldwide godcast of Universal Ottery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Book of Sirach. We're in chapter 14 with verses 5 through 7. To whom will they be generous that are stingy with themselves and do not enjoy what is their own? None are worse than those who are stingy with themselves. They punish their own avarice. If they ever they do good, it is by mistake. In the end, they reveal their meanness. A funny poem today about the rich not enjoying their own excess, their own avarice, greediness of success that materialism brings. Why the rich are stingy with themselves, yet generous to others as they punish their own avarice. I think we all realize one day that it is not about me, but others who need more than a helping hand, the encouragement to face humanity and salvation, calling on the good to overcome the bad, seeking love and grace and forgiveness for all ills, living to give and serve rather than being served by excess. Punish not yourselves in giving, but give as the Lord allows, and pray, worry less, share peace as the only way to heaven, where we believe we live forever in Him. Enjoy a laugh with me as I share the parity of too much, too soon, too little, too late. Amen. Its title, Punished by Their Own Avarice. In a land of gold and lavish glee, where riches flowed abundantly, there lived a group of folks so high, whose stinginess reached to the ever-changing sky. With pockets filled, they walked each day, counting coins in a miserly way. Their mansions grand, their cars so fine, but a penny saved, oh, what a crime. They dined on caviar and champagne, yet never touched a slice of grain. For why spend on food, they all would say, when a feast of air keeps hunger at bay. Their closets filled with designer wear, but they wore rags with utmost care. For why waste money on fancy clothes when tattered garments create the wildest shows? They built their homes with walls so thin to save on heating, what a win. But shivering in the frigid space, their nose froze red like Rudolph's face. They traveled far on private jets, but squeezed like sardines in tiny sets. Why pay for comfort, legroom, and ease, when discomfort brings such silly pleas? They swam in pools of endless gold, yet never paid the heating bill, I'm comically told. They shivered and shook, teeth did chatter. But warmth is a luxury. What's the matter? Their parties grand with music and dance, but they sat alone in a fearful trance. For mingling meant sharing in laughs so free. But stingy they were, even to glee. Oh, the irony of their wealthy plight, with riches amassed, but hearts so tight, for in their quest to hoard their treasures, they forgot the joy that true wealth measures. Let us all learn from this funny tale that generosity should never fail, for in giving we find true worth, and laughter, love, and joy give birth. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer, the Lord's Prayer, at the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet, obedience to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Sirach 14. We've got a two-stanza integral look at verses 5 through 7. It is the five-word lines. What does five words mean? It's bi, tri, quad. Look that one up. It's ongoing in the five-line sense. It's titled, Own Wealth He Enjoys Not. Those stingy, generous, to whom own wealth he enjoys not. Those stingy fail to bloom. Worse none, most are forgot. Prosperity own punishes their advance, mistakenly doing good, agreed state. Meanness revealed ends the trance, a slumber without eternal grace. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's February 6, 2024. We're recording this morning at 5:28 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. How's everyone doing this morning? Going a little over as we normally do nowadays, because we're doing a little more in impromptu poetry based on what we're reading in scripture. And today I thought a funny poem would be funny to bring about avarice, that greediness of success that materialism brings. Not all of us experience it because we aren't placed ourselves in that category, in that plateau of living. And it's not that the rich, it's bad to be rich. It's what we do with the money that we make that allows us to overcome the materialistic world. And similar to my wife and I, we mostly wear clothes from a secondhand store, including shoes a lot of times, even though we do like a good pair of shoes for our feet because we walk a lot. And we recognize the ability to enjoy what the Lord has given us. And we try and share that with people around us and those that are a part of our community of faith. And we share this with an openness of love of Jesus. Amen. So we close today at, 9:33 in the name of Jesus. Calling out to my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony. I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. And Jesus, 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 sweet name.